Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No KD till after the All-Star break, so suck that up.
Great.
By the way, what are you not going to eat that Nets popcorn? You're just going to sit there?
Oh, it's awful. It's just like KD's hamstring. I have no interest in it.
I had 3-day-old garden popcorn. It's pretty damn good.
Listen, my basketball team may be better. I get that. But the popcorn from the Brooklyn Nets that I offered to you a few days ago, I'm not going to lie. I don't want anything to do with it.
Good. Meanwhile, I've been having my balls busted lately by Richards and starting to tick me off a little bit. You know, I know he's all right, so he could. But he's a lot. He could bust my stones about, but he keeps sending me these text messages and stuff, going, maybe no one wants to play for the Jets, and I'm like, you're a Bills fan, ha 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 ha. Like your entire life up until you turned 18, your team sucked, but the kid just doesn't stop. He just busts. It's nonstop. Meanwhile, I think Josh is going to join us now. Now we'll get to see, though. Yo, JR, are you there?
I'm here, man. What's
Dude,
up?
Dude, it's for your entire life, your franchise stunk. You had one little run, and you're busting my balls nonstop?
Hey, man, I'm feeling confident. I got that Mahomes confidence in me. You know what I mean? I'm relentless. I don't give up.
He doesn't. You have the Mahomes confidence, but you won't be able to beat Patrick Mahomes. That's the problem.
Yeah, that. I mean, at least I'll have a quarterback on my team. We got Allen, so yeah. We're set on that end. I mean, what are the Jets going to do?
Here's what we're going to do. As fans, what we're going to do, we're going to beg and borrow and steal and hope that somehow Deshaun Watson becomes a Jet. If not, we're going to start over with another young quarterback.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do the exact same thing the Buffalo Bills have done your entire life and basically my entire life post-Jim Kelly, and that's draft someone, and like Craig said, pray they're the guy, and maybe one day we'll get lucky and find our Josh Allen, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else you guys got to hope for right now. Like, do you think it's like a management play? Do you think it's like players need to get more excited for playing? Like, what does it got?
Hey, let me just, I'm not answering that question. Let me tell you why I'm not going to answer that question. I want you to enjoy it right now. Enjoy it. Because you're going to wake up one day, you're going to be 25 years old, you're going to be bathing in cash. Money's going to mean nothing to you. The girls are going to be what they are. Life's going to be grand. You're going to say, wow, look at a great life I had. And in my prime years, from 17 to 25, my team was really good. And they were relevant. And I had a shot. And then Josh Allen's going to retire like Jim Kelly did. And you're going to be right back where I'm sitting today with a lousy effing team.
I hope that day never comes. Yeah. I'm not counting down the days.
Yeah. So like I said, enjoy the bathtub of money. Enjoy the girls. Enjoy what life will bring you. You know, the fancy meals, the famous friends, whatever it is that's going to be going on. You're going to be with a 30-pound overweight Johnny Manziel who's got smoker's lung at that point in his life, and your team's going to suck.
Gosh.
By the way, how is Johnny Manziel? I heard he had, like, his teeth got jacked up or something?
I mean, his team isn't doing the greatest in the league right now. I'm pretty sure they lost both games.
Yeah, but someone told me like he had like some kind of dental work or something and his teeth got jacked up and he's not playing in week 3. Or I'm like, that's going to be some kind of bad tooth decay to miss a game, especially for a dude who loves to play. I don't know.
Right. Like you must have been absolutely pounding back darts to break down that much enamel.
Something, right? Like there's something going on. I don't know. I figured you might know. That's all I saw is that he had dental work and he can't play.
He's 0-2 apparently too. How about that,
dude? That's not about winning and losing. That's what that league's about, having fun, as Josh can tell you. That's all that league's about, man.
No, of course, yeah. That is what it's all about. It's going out there and just playing ball.
No doubt. Meanwhile, Evan and I were talking earlier, and we're going to get to this in about a half hour with CeeLo, trying to figure out, like, the Mount Rushmore. Who are the four greatest fictional sports characters from movies? You know, like, is it, you know... You know, pick your favorite poison. Who is it? Is it the Major League? Is it Tin Cup? Is it Happy Gilmore? And I was wondering for you.
I mean,
like, who do you got?
Could you go like Apollo Creed?
Yes, for sure. Like, how could Apollo Creed not be on the list?
Okay, then I'm like, that's probably where I'm going. Or maybe like Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang. But if you're gonna go Clubber Lang or Apollo Creed, you got to go Rocky Balboa before both of them. That's the problem with that.
Yeah, you do. You do have to. I mean, you're right. You totally got to go Rocky Balboa over. Like, I'm trying to think. There's another one that I would like pick as my like favorite or like an all time great.
Yeah, it's tough because like if you go to Philadelphia, they literally have a statue of Rocky Balboa on the steps of the art museum. You know, you can't. Now, if you want to say you put in Rocky, Apollo, and Clubber Lang, you could try to make that argument, but you're going to piss people off.
Right.
Like, how is Happy Gilmore? Yeah, just no curse and all good nowheres. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well,
they're going to be like, no way. That's
you get one free curse a show. That's all you get.
So do I,
But you're right. Like, your generation of fans, you never saw Jordan play. So if you and I and Evan were going to have an argument, who's the greatest of all time? And I go to the mattresses on, it's Michael Jordan. You come back with LeBron. You never saw Jordan play. So you might say LeBron, right?
Yeah, but if you group them and try to say they're like a tie, people are going to get pissed at you. It's like the going like Balboa and you're putting Clubber Lang and you're putting them together. Like people aren't going to appreciate that.
You almost have to go by sport. Like, all right, here's the Mount Rushmore for fictional boxing characters. Here's the Mount Rushmore fictional
It's tough to keep Rocky off, though. I mean, he is the icon. As much as I like Apollo Creed as well, Rocky is the guy. He's the George Washington at Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, or maybe you go completely left field and just throw like Jackie Moon from Semi-Pro in there.
I like that. I like that. I like that. If you're going to listen, you want to go hoops, maybe Jackie Moon makes it. Was an owner and a player.
That's right.
Like, how many people have done that? He was, I think, the coach, too.
He also was the halftime entertainment as well.
I think Jackie Moon's in more ventures than I am. I think he's dipping his toes in more work.
I think that's actually impossible because I've been reading every single blurb that comes out about what my main man Josh Richards is doing, financial literacy, fan-controlled football. Then I read one earlier this week that you have a partnership with Mark Wahlberg. What's that about?
Yeah, I mean, we opened a production company called Crosscheck Studios. It's in partnership with his production company. And, I mean, it's looking to produce great content for really Gen Z, but really focusing on the unscripted side of things. We can do both if needed, but really looking to go to like those syndicated shows on social media as well. So
you guys, you're gonna try to create like reality shows for digital platforms as opposed to network platforms, something like that?
We'll do both, but we'll definitely be like a hub for anyone in Gen Z that wants to produce really high quality content. And then definitely like focusing a lot actually in trying to do maybe like some sports docuseries, going into that world, definitely trying to focus on like the financial literacy world as well.
Right. You could also start a league of beer pong. I've seen you play that before. So you can start a whole sports league of beer pong action.
They do call me Never Lose Josh, actually. So
that's only because there's COVID and I can't fly out to California. That's the only reason lose Josh.
As soon as I brought that up, I knew you would trash talk.
Regular ping pong, beer pong. I'll bring my son with me and game on. Let's go. Anytime, any day, any place, Richards.
I'm down. Hey, Craig, I actually, Archie Gipps, who owns part of the production company, he's like working with Mark. I'm working with him. He listens to the show and everything, but he listens because of Evan, not you, Craig. He went to your high school. Craig, he did go to your high school, but he listens for Evan.
And Archie Gibbs.
Gibbs, yeah, Gibbs. He went to your high school. He rumor has it, I actually heard as well, when you went to Syracuse, you were DJing at Fagan's.
That's correct. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you went to, I think it was New Row High School.
That's correct. That is correct. Does he want to, is he looking to do it? So you're doing your research on me. I got it.
I got a little inside info.
When I was at Syracuse, I DJed at a place called Fagan's and a place called Bugsy's. Bugsy's was like a dance club. All right?
Right.
And Fagan's was more like an Irish pub, you know, totally different kind of music.
Right.
But I DJ'd at both. Yeah, he is right. Yes.
You're blushing over there, Craig.
Because I'm trying to know if I know him. I got to know if I know him. There was a kid, last name Gibbs.
He was older than you, I think, by a couple years. So I don't think you guys would have went to high school very long together.
There was a kid named Robbie Gibbs. That was my year at New Rochelle High School I graduated with. Archie Gibbs, I don't remember the name. But listen, if he's looking to do more production deals, I'm stocked full of ideas. No problem.
Yeah, well, hey, maybe I send him a few of them.
There you go. What's the big plan for the weekend? What's the pregame? What do you guys got going on?
I mean, going to be watching Fan Control Football League tomorrow. And then probably focusing, actually getting a little bit into the sports card world. Don't know if you guys have like been looking into that a lot, but, going to be doing a little bit of that with one of my boys, just going and buying some packs, opening some packs.
Yeah. Be careful with that. The problem is a lot of people buying cards now and the cards aren't worth anywhere close to what people are paying for them. And dudes are now buying all these, you know, for box breaks. They're buying boatloads of boxes, hoping to get that one card. And there's dudes without a lot of money who are chasing, like, the unicorn. And it doesn't exist the way people think it does. And then you got the NBA, you know, new thing with those videos they're doing that you can buy ownership of. Yep. So, yeah, just be careful on that one, because there's a lot of people out there thinking they're finding diamonds and they don't exist.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's like early days of Bitcoin. You know what I mean? It's like kind of scary, but it's cool.
But look, if you find the unicorn, you find the unicorn.
Sure.
Yeah, and box breaks are dope. So if you guys are going to be doing box breaks, like opening it up online, doing that whole thing too, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm like thinking about how I want to do it. Like we do it somewhat just for fun, like just for collecting, like, I mean, just as like a passion, but it would be cool to do some stuff online too.
Yeah. Meanwhile, your boy Shaquille O'Neal is going to be fighting some wrestler, Dusty Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
It's the American Nightmare.
Yeah. Shaq don't know guys in the NBA, but he knows it. He knows the first name of wrestlers. Go figure, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I saw that the other day. What did he go, 1 for 5 on names?
Yeah, he has no idea who's in the league.
Yeah.
He doesn't care who's in the league.
Part of his charm.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So I love it. I love when he's just like throwing out the names like, oh, it's probably a Jeff. I don't know. Like,
Well, good job, bud, and congrats on the announcements this week. We will see you next week, as always. Have a good weekend. Stay safe. And by the way, if you do, land a big card, let us know. And check out Evan's video that he put out last week on TikTok of him jumping into the snow like Andy Chavez, the former Met. Yes. You and your buddies have fun looking at that one.
Oh, you'll have a blast.
All right, Josh. Well,
oh, last thing I forgot to tell you. I'm doing the eSport team. So the first game that we're playing, it's going to be coming up in mid-April. It's going to be NBA 2K against the Brooklyn Nets esports team. So if you got that guy on your crew that he's got to be, I mean, fire on NBA 2K. I don't care about any other game. If you got a guy that can rock out on that, I'm putting together a squad now.
All right. Yeah, I know a couple guys. Maybe we can make something happen.
Listen, I'm counting on you for that.
All right, I'll go look at my Rolodex.
I got my son. Sonny Carton is on the squad. Lucky might be on the squad, my other son, but I need a ringer. So start checking the Rolodex for near professional NBA 2K players.
All right, I'm looking.
All right, bud. Be good. We'll talk to you next week.
See you later.
Hey,
there you go. Josh Richards, my main man. There you go. So how about that? Guy watches the show for you.
That's funny. And knows everything about you. Remember your DJ work up in Syracuse?
That's whack to me.
Why?
Because it wasn't like I was announced as tonight DJing at Fagan's, one night only. I was just like the in-house DJ.
Yeah. So you're saying why would he remember
that
you were that guy?
There's no way to know that.
Then how does he know that?
That's why that boggles my mind.
Maybe he was an admirer of yours.
No. There's no way to know that I DJ'd at a place called Fagan's.
So was someone leaking him that information?
Yeah, but there's like, if you ask Chris Belldotti, mm-hmm. my best friend in college, you know, or, you know, Carmen DiCiepolo, my freshman best friend in college.
Right.
Did Craig ever DJ? They'd be like, I don't know. No idea.
Wow.
So how would he know
that? So you're a little freaked out right now.
Like the New Rochelle High School thing, I'm sure it's on my Wikipedia or somewhere.
Right.
That's not hard to figure out.
But DJing at Fagan's, that's not common
DJing
knowledge.
DJing at Fagan's, no. Huh. There's no way to know that. Hmm. That scares me. Now I got to make a phone call to the PR people. Who told him that? And how did you people find out?
Who leaked it out?
Yeah, there was a kid named Robbie Gibbs who was my year, but I don't think he had a younger brother named Willie Gibbs. Is that I said Willie? Gibbs?
He said Gibbs. I forget what he said the first name was.
Damn it.
I do have an urge to play beer pong this weekend. I think that's what me and my wife are going to do as a date night. We don't go out much. Get the kids to sleep.
Yeah.
Set up the red cups. Get a little ping pong ball. Put a little beer in it. Can't go too strong. And go whip out a game of beer pong like it's 15 years ago.
You got to film that.
You want me to film that?
Like, you need to think. Everything you do in life now needs to be filmed.
Everything.
Yes. Yeah. Now, are you a beer pong player? One cup, two cups, multiple cups? How do you play beer pong? Corner cups?
Well, you set up like eight cups. What do you mean?
Oh, whole different rules.
What are you talking about?
Some beer pong players just have two cups right in front of you.
No.
Some guys go cups on the corners.
No.
Some guy go random positioning.
Are you talking about playing it with the paddles?
No, I'm talking about you throw.
Okay, then you throw it. You get like you set it up like bowling.
You do like the pins.
Yeah. You set it up
not
like bowling
everyone
pins.
Does that.
And then you have to bounce it.
No.
One bounce.
You can bounce.
You can bounce. And you can swipe away a bounce.
Right. And you get two cups if it goes in on
you
a bounce.
You throw it. In the air. Yes.
But there are people who play it, like you've mentioned, with the two cups on the corner.
Corner
I've
cups.
Seen that with
paddles.
With paddles. And you try and bounce it in each
okay.
cup.
Okay. I mean, we've played it both ways.
Yeah. Paddles?
See, yeah, you play like you're playing real ping pong.
Right.
But you're still, I'm not trying to win the point.
Right.
I'm trying to lob it into your cup on a bounce or not.
Right.
Gotcha.
And if it hits the table, you have to return it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And there's a sip of the drink if you don't return it also.
Right.
But in the cup, finish the
cup.
Now,
the one I played is the one C-Mac was saying where you set it up like bowling pins.
Yeah.
And you got to get it into the cup. And if you get it into that cup, the other person has to drink the cup.
Has to chug the cup.
Yeah, just chug the cup.
Now,
yeah.
Do you go water in the cup or do you go beer or whatever alcohol you're doing in the cup?
Because beer.
Beer.
Problem is, though, if you're playing like a frat basement and that pong ball hits the floor.
You have a water cup, you wash the ball.
No, I'm just saying it gets the ground. I'm just saying it's disgusting.
Never washed the ball in my life.
No, come you got to wash the ball.
I'm going to
wash
the ball.
There's one
it rolls
cup.
Under the couch. You got to wash the. You just dip it in water. I'm not saying you
what
scrub
you
it with a
no,
brush.
It's for grip more than anything.
It's not
for,
the grip, Loogie. It's the fact that if the ball hits the ground, C-Mac's right, and it rolls over,
so no, if the ball dip it dry, in the water.
I don't want it in my beer. That's not.
Prima donna?
No. Who wants dirt in their beer?
Dude, you're going to drink it.
What you do is you dip the ping pong in one cup of water.
It's in the basement of a fraternity. You're cleaning the ball off?
Yes. I'm not putting it on an assembly line.
You'd be kicked out of the fraternity.
No.
Oh, nonsense.
Excuse me, I have to clean the ball off?
I've been there at fraternities playing games. You dip the ball in water. It's not that hard.
You're an animal, Craig. You have to clean the ball.
Dip the ball, clean the ball?
You ever seen the floor of a frat house?
Yes, I lived at a frat
house.
I'm
sure you did. If you can actually pick the ball up off the floor, I'm surprised.
Yeah,
so let alone the kind of, that thing is getting dunked in water.
You
absolutely
don't clean the ball.
Each person has one water cup. You dump the ball in after each turn to make sure it's clean.
Well, not after every turn.
C-Mac, I go every turn,
no,
man.
If it hits on the floor and rolls around, then you put it in the water.
Yeah, because you're not seeing the particles that are on the white ball.
Hold on,
you
got to
make sure that stuff's clean.
I got Basketball Jones on the phone. Son, are you there?
Yeah.
When you and your buddies play beer pong, if the ball goes off the table, like under a couch or something, do you guys clean the ball or you just go keep playing?
You keep playing.
Thank you.
Well,
you
no one's saying you stop playing, you clean the ball.
Clean the ball.
People waiting to play the next game.
Right. The ball goes off the table, you pick the ball up, you throw it. You don't clean it.
So, if there's a crumb on the ball that got stuck,
so what?
You keep going, you don't want to wipe the ball off, make sure it's a little fresh?
At most, there might be a little cup of water on the table.
Right.
Oh,
that's
all we're saying. Just
that's
a little water
about.
Dunk. Just a little dunk.
No.
Said cup of water, I have to say.
So, Sonny, there's a cup of water on the table just to make sure that the ball is clean, correct?
Well, to be fair, the original question was if it fell on the ground, I would not clean it. if it had been in some sort of, like, if it had dropped in the beer cup a few times and it was past a certain level of sticky, then maybe clean
okay,
it,
for the
same thing. Balls on the floor.
Do you have backup balls?
Of course.
Okay. So you want to just use a backup ball as opposed to being all bougie and cleaning the dirty ball?
Yeah, multiple balls in rotation. Yeah.
Now, do you guys play where you set the cups up like bowling, or do you do like corner cups and random spots?
Classic bowling setup.
Classic bowling setup.
Hey, I'm with him.
When's the last time you played beer pong?
Last night.
Better know.
On campus, it's hard to do a lot, so it's high school.
High school. Wow. There you go. So you've not played beer pong in college yet?
I've not.
Damn it, COVID.
How many re-racks do you get?
How many re-racks do you get?
Depends how I'm feeling. normally classic either one or two.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. That's it. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Are you actually going to school? Did you learn anything today?
Yeah, had some great classes today.
What was your class say you learned the most in?
Philosophy.
Ugh, the worst. Are you learning about Socrates?
I believe that is not how it's pronounced, but not yet.
I didn't correct you.
All right.
I like how polite he is. I don't believe that's how it's pronounced.
All right. Be good. Enjoy. Love you. I'll talk to you later.
Love you.
All right. There you go.
Father, I don't believe it's pronounced that way, sir. So you're wrong. You
good know what day, sir. All right. I'll take the L on that.
That's what the white cup is.
In my lifetime, I never once considered cleaning the ball for beer pong. Just never thought
of it. Well, you admit sometimes things are better today than they are in the past in certain aspects. This is an aspect of it. We're actually more responsible. We clean our balls before we throw it into the beer pong game.
When's the last time you didn't clean your balls? Can you remember?
Thinking.
Been a while, right?
The last time I didn't clean them?
Yeah.
I mean, God.
Like maybe you forgot to clean it. Oh, we'll just keep playing. You know, too lazy to go to the bathroom and clean your balls.
No, you got to clean the balls. I'll admit this, maybe more so than C-Mac. When I was playing beer pong, I always wanted that fresh ball. So I would stick it in the water, clean it, make sure, you know, it's fresh. It's not sticky. Maybe Loogie's right about the grip. If it's sticky, it's kind of disgusting. And, you know, dry it off a little bit with my hand and let's go.
When's the last time you played beer pong?
Dude, sick part. I had to have been 22 years old.
So 15
years. Ago. That's why.
Oh, wow.
Dude,
wow.
That's why.
Wow.
When Richards was talking about it,
wow.
It motivated me to say, this is a date night. This is a date night.
Wow.
15 years.
Wow.
Wow.
That's wow.
15
years.
Yeah. That's rough.
Wow. Wow.
In fact, I've never played it with my wife.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
wow.
But yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever played flip cup, Evan?
I mean.
Loogie's off.
He's not getting
it. I got it. I'm trying to help too. Even though I'm the victim of it, I'm the one saying, yeah.
Let's rewind that.
15 years.
I got
15 years, guys.
I'm trying to nudge him.
Wow.
Never did it with my wife.
Wow.
Wow.
There you go. I caught on. Finally caught on.
Did you ever play flip cup there, pal?
Wow.
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 When's the last time you played? But the guy I'm actually most curious about is C-Mac. Because you're a married guy with kids. When was the last time you played?
Maybe 2 years ago.
Really?
Boy.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Like with the old buddies. Boys got together in someone's basement.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And you know you're listening to bad barbecue. 80s music.
Yeah, no, I definitely, the last 4th of July party I had, I played. So
really?
Nice. Last 4th of July. That
I'm missing, man.
4th of July 2019.
I got to bring it back. I miss it. I'm literally playing it this weekend. Craig.
You know
no
what's
joke.
Going on when like Big Mac has one of those basement parties where they're playing beer pong.
Beer pong and flips.
Yeah. You know full well what's going on there. There's no doubt about it. You know the music. Hey, man, remember back in high school when we used to, you know, we used to play beer pong all the time? Remember how great that was? Yeah, man. No, you're still working at the gas station? Yeah. No, I just don't have as much time to play anymore. I wish we could, though, man. Remember when I was a varsity athlete? Remember that time I hit the game-winning home run? Yeah, it was so cool. We got in the fight afterwards. Yeah. Yo, Foreigner rocks.
It's sad because it's
true. Then there's always one guy in the group, Cheetos and stop busting my balls. I'm miserable.
It's not the kids. It's not the kids.
Shoot me now. What were you going to say?
When was the last time you played?
I played, a year and a half ago. Before I went away.
Well, with
kids, you know, kids of friends over there doing their thing.
Yeah, that's okay.
Or, yeah, like, I'm a big fan of the block party.
Right.
Love the block party. Every neighborhood should have an annual summer block party. Close the road down. Every house on the street brings a dish or something to drink or a game. Everybody comes out. Block party. Beer pong at the block party was always fire for me. Like, you live on a street with other houses.
Yeah.
Block party.
No, you got me thinking.
Have you ever shut the street down?
No.
Why not?
And we should.
Of course you should.
We absolutely should.
You put the horses up on both sides. The whole neighborhood's in. Everyone gets a flyer. A
lot of kids the same age, too, now that I'm thinking about it.
Everyone puts an 8-foot table out at the end of the driveway.
I got to organize it.
You're the brownie guy. He's the chip guy. He's the burger and dog guy. He's the music guy. Who's got the bounce house? And everyone comes out.
The bounce house.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
You do the block party.
Yeah. You know what?
Old school DJ.
Old school DJ. The whole thing. Fun.
Face painting.
The air blown up saxophones and guitars, the hats.
You've never done the block party.
I've only lived in my house for a few years.
Shame on you.
And we had an infinite. Now this is the year, though.
Block party.
This is the time.
And no one says no to it. Everyone's in.
Well, what? There's no travel. What's the excuse? All you got to do is open your damn door
you
and you're
there.
You call
the local police department. You let them know. You can get a permit to close the street. Every local department will give you the permit. Not a big deal. All the neighbors are in. Car at the end of the driveway. Block the driveway. 8-foot table. Put some grub out. Let's go. Block party.
Get the can jam going.
Can jam, sure.
Great game.
Why not? Hopscotch.
You need a good block party, man. That sounds good.
Yeah, I got to organize it. I got to be the one to bring it.
We'll come.
Well, I'll be there.
Let's go.
Are you guys allowed? I mean, how does block parties work? Isn't it just for the block?
No.
Anyone who walks up on the streets, welcome.
Everybody walks in. Everyone's welcome. Yeah. It's because you're trying to meet people.
All right.
You know, the streets come, but the deal is you got to bring something.
Okay.
You might bring brownies. Okay, good. Put the brownies on the table. Go have fun.
What are you bringing, Loogie?
I was going to say, maybe we could do a show at a block party.
Why don't we have a Carton and Roberts block party one day?
Tremendous idea.
But we got to pick a few neighborhoods to do it in. You can't just pick a Jersey one, a Long Island one.
That'd be awesome.
A 5-borough one. Block party.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
We've already organized a few remotes right now. We got Fantasy Camp, me and you, whether it's Mets or Yankees, whatever.
Right.
Now we got the block party remote.
DJs. I'm not doing any remote until we go to DJs in Belmar. That's that. So we're not going anywhere as a show until we go there.
Well, there's one place we may go first.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. I'm personally not going
then
anywhere.
I will personally go there before you then. Because I don't know how things are going to work with things opening up. But NBA Finals. Sorry, bro.
I can make you this promise.
Yep.
We will be at DJ's in Belmar this summer.
Well, that's great. If it happens, I'm in.
Late June, early July, I'm thinking.
Well, then we're good. Then we're cleared for that NBA Finals one.
We're going to be there. That's going to be, it's going to be a rock your socks party.
That's right. Rock your socks.
You know what a rock your socks party is?
Oh, craziness.
You party so hard, you wake up, you don't know where your socks are.
You're wearing someone else's socks.
Where'd my socks go? Oh, you must have gone to that Carton and Roberts rock your socks party. That's right. I can't wait. You're going to see a different side of me that day.
What's the side of Craig we're going to see? DJ Craig? Like your days up in Syracuse?
Well, I was playing different music, but yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I was probably playing a lot of U2 at Fagan's. Yeah. That was that kind of crap.
Saturday night beer pong. I'm already gotten it planned in my head, like right before the Nets game, because obviously that's important. Nets Mavericks. Me and the wife, beer pong.
As long as you videotape it.
That's the rule. I got to videotape it.
Yeah, you have to videotape it.
I'll figure something out.
I know your wife doesn't want to be in camera. I
respect
that.
She can film
that.
Me shooting then.
She'll film
that's
you.
That's fine.
But I want some, like, commentary, bilingual commentary.
It. Oh, that's, you know what?
Basura! Basura! Boy, Evan's really trash.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Guy Sanchez is going to have a huge year. I'm already picking him for Comeback Player of the Year.
I've thought that, for that the last 3 years. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I've thought that every
comeback
year
Comeback Player of the Year,
years.
Gary Sanchez.
Gary's going to have a big year. This is going to be like
52, 37... 103.
That'd be huge.
Hope someone taught him how to hit a curveball.
Well,
or go the other way again.
I guess, you know, the 34 home runs in 2019 didn't happen.
No, but he did. But C-Mac, here's the thing, and I was just about to say this.
There is no thing, 34
home runs. The 252 is the upgrade. I mean, he hit for a very low average that year in the 230s.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bad year by any stretch, but when Craig says, I think Gary Sanchez is going to have a monster year,
well,
that's not
say monster. I said comeback player of the year.
Okay. I don't envision 230. I envision 260, 270, 35 home runs, and he's capable of it.
That's, see, that you just hit on it, and I understand C-Mac's point.
Yeah.
The reason I'm hard on Gary Sanchez is because I've seen what he's capable of.
Bingo.
And he just refuses to adjust throughout the course of a season, and it drives me crazy. Because I know he's great.
That's why
he has the capability to be a
numbers,
great player.
Those numbers Craig said. Is that good enough for you? You're hard.
Sure, they would love that.
Of course. Okay. Are you kidding me?
Almost 40 home runs, 252, and 100 runs
batted in. No, I just want to make sure.
They sign up for that for the next 5 years.
Yeah, but, honestly, 35, 85, I don't care if he hits 210. I really don't care.
See, 35, I can't just say that as a blanket statement.
35, 85.
That's great.
You
that's
sign
what
up for
it looks
35,
like
85.
On paper, but how many of those home runs are hit in big spots with runners on?
I guess none of them would be over 35.
No, but C-Mac, the reason why CeeLo's right with a lot of Yankee fans is what happened 2 years ago, because he did put up those numbers, and Yankee fans weren't satisfied with his production.
That. I love the old Mike Schmidt. If they call that the Mike Schmidt, he never hit a meaningful home run. Right? That's referred to in baseball parlance as the Mike Schmidt. You hit 35 home runs, a few of them had to be pretty important.
Right, okay? You just forget about the important ones. That's what happens.
Sure, up 7-0, hits one in the seventh inning, okay.
Dude, you know who got that all the time?
A-Rod
got that all the time.
Yes, and a lot of times he didn't come through, and then there were other times where he did, to your point. I'll see Mac this, and then we can move on.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Big spot. Yankee game, big spot, late in the game, or runners on, tight game. Gary Sanchez steps in the box. You feel confident?
Not as confident as I would with other players on the team.
There you go. That's fair.
That's the truth. But still.
That's not knocking him. That's fair.
Remember game 4 of the ALDS in 2018, Gary
Sanchez?
Of course.
How did you not remember that?
He came
tell people
how many inches away from hitting a walk-off grand slam to force a game 5.
Trust me, I do not want to root against the guy.
No,
that's
My whole point is he came inches away from the narrative being very different about him. That's all I'm saying.
100%.
Excuse me, a big man.
Down 3 runs in the ninth with 2 runners on. You want him or Gashioka?
No doubt about it.
Checkmate.
You will not find me as one of the guys that's looking to have the backup become the starter. Okay?
Okay.
CeeLo is here. He's a baseball guy, and he's got an update. What is it?
All right, brought to you by Bruni and Campisi Home Comfort and Efficiency Company, serving Westchester, Fairfield, Rockland, and Putnam counties. You guys touched on this quite a bit throughout the day, actually.
We did?
About the...
What do we do?
The best or most famous fictional sports characters, yes?
Yeah, nothing else?
All
right.
Well, I do, but I figured that we've been teasing this all day. We might as well get to it before the show ends here in 20 minutes, right?
All right.
All right, so real simple. I'm going to pit you guys against each other to start, and we're going to test
your knowledge a little bit. You're asking us a question about what, a character?
I'm going to set it up for you.
All right, go ahead.
2 points available. These are audio clips. 2 points available for each question.
2 points.
One point for the character name, not the actor. The character name.
All right.
And the other point for the movie. So you have a chance, if you don't know the character name, to at least get a point. So you each get 3, max of 6. We will see who wins.
Do you know what spatchcock chicken is?
I do not, no.
You do not?
How does that relate to what we're talking about?
I was just thinking about it for dinner tonight.
Spatchcock chicken.
Yeah.
You got to really
heard of
say that slowly.
Chicken?
You got to say that slowly.
I have not heard spatchcock chicken.
Is that what you're making tonight?
You don't know what spatchcock chicken is?
Never in my life.
How about you, Tommy?
Never heard of it.
You guys never heard of spatchcock chicken?
Never heard of spatchcock chicken.
So disappointing.
Do you make it with a spatula?
No, you don't.
Oh, boy.
A spatula?
No.
A spatula.
Well, I get it, CeeLo.
His works for him, so he has a spatula at home.
That's right.
Now, spatchcock chicken is when you remove the backbone out of the chicken so you can open it up, cook it.
Sure. Just like that.
Backbone spatchcock chicken.
Yeah, it's like when you fillet it or butterfly, you butterfly something.
Right.
So if you want to butterfly a whole chicken, you have to spatchcock it.
Spatchcock it.
Yeah, so you'll see some restaurant serve spatchcock chicken.
Never seen that on a menu.
Yeah, I don't think they put that on a menu.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah.
I think butterfly would be safer.
No, look it up.
A little bit. I believe you, look but it like up. The lot of people put that on the menu.
Go ahead and Google spatchcock
comes
chicken.
Up right away. Or there's even spatchcock turkey.
Yeah. Careful, Lev.
You got to take the backbone out.
Or boom. You sit down at the table. The waiter comes over here tonight's specials. We have a delicately prepared spatchcock chicken.
Spatchcock Cornish.
We have some spatchcock chicken for you.
Spatchcock chicken.
It's boneless. I mean, spineless, like Al Dukes. Yeah. They call it the Al Dukes chicken in Bradley Beach. But in the rest of the world, it's called spatchcock chicken. Now you learned something about me.
I love
today.
How CeeLo's first reaction is, what does that have to do with the movies? Have you just met Craig?
No, I'm playing along.
Just on my mind. That's all.
I understand.
I'm looking forward to some spatchcocking tonight.
You're figuring out what you're going to pick up tonight to make for dinner on the way home, right?
Well, yeah, there's a chicken in the fridge, but I'm going to spatchcock it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Matter of fact, honey, if you're listening, will you spatchcock the chicken before I get home? Thank you.
What was emailed to me or texted from my wife is what we're having for dinner. I'm very excited.
Gorditas with chorizo.
Oh, all right.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's fine. I guess she doesn't want to spatchcock.
No, not tonight. Maybe tomorrow. After beer pong.
Would it be weird if your father spatchcocks your chicken for you? father-in-law,
he knows
me?
What he's doing, so I understand. I mean, it would taste good. That's
hey,
sure.
Dad, what's up? You don't like spatchcocking my chicken?
Just put it out there.
Just thought you might have fun with that. That's all. I'm not making it up, though. It's an actual...
No, it's a real thing. I looked it up. I fact-checked you.
Actually, you could cook the chicken faster that way, too. Yeah. Spatchcock.
Where are you just cooking this right on what?
Oh, you cook it anywhere you want, CeeLo.
Right on the barbecue, right on the stovetop? Barbecue. Right, I figured barbecue,
pan,
but not a lot of
oven.
People barbecue in here in the Northeast in February.
Put in the oven, maybe?
The oven.
My father-in-law prepares the Cornish game hens that way.
He
didn't know that's what it was called.
Yes. So he's an expert spatchcocker.
Probably is.
There you go. All right. What do you got, CeeLo? Let's play the game.
Yeah, we're going to play the game. You guys ready? Yes. Do you want to alternate? Do you want to each do
Evan can go first? Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Evan, you ready?
Sure.
All right. Here's number one for you. Okay. So again, character name and the movie.
Sports movies, fictional characters.
Fictional sports movie characters. Here's number one for you.
You know, if I had your job, I'd kill myself.
League of Their Own.
Sit here. I'll see if I can dig up a pistol.
Okay. I got it. League of Their Own.
I'm sorry. I got to start. No, again, not the actor name. The character name.
I'm thinking out loud. League of Their Own. John Lovitz. I have no idea what his character name is.
All right. So he gets 1 point there.
But I'll just.
Ernie Cappadino is the name of the
I
character.
Would not have gotten either of those.
Really?
Yep.
You wouldn't have got League of Their Own. John Lovitz?
I would
Lovitz?
Not. I knew he was John Lovitz. I didn't know the character's name nor the movie.
No, the character names I don't think I'll ever get except for maybe three or four. I always... Dude, we had a caller earlier in the show bring up Major League, one of the great movies of all time, about the Cleveland Indian owner.
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't remember Rachel Phelps' name. Craig had to Google it. Yeah. I love the movie. I've seen it 55 times. I know her. I've seen it. Every scene could not remember
on
her
the
name.
Spot. I don't think I would have gotten Phelps. I knew Rachel.
That's a tough one.
That is tough.
Okay,
but it eventually would have come to me.
One nothing, Evan.
Yes.
I'm up.
First clip for you. Here you go.
We are the Globo Gym Purple Cobras, and we will rock you.
Can I steal or no?
I want to say that's from Dodgeball, but I can't remember the. God dang it. Is that Ben? Oh, the name. I'm not. So I'm going Dodgeball, and I would say.
Yeah, the character name's like the bonus point.
Yeah, you know? But it's something Goodman. Was it White Goodman?
Rachel Phelps?
I'm going White Goodman Dodgeball.
Bang. Got
yes!
both.
There's
Look
no
at
way
that.
You knew that.
Nobody,
no way.
No. These guys aren't helping.
Watch their
him
lips.
Out
they're not moving.
Okay.
2-1 me.
He wasn't on the computer.
And I'm not on
phone.
The computer.
Okay.
2-1 me. Thank you for playing, CeeLo. I guess I win. Is that. Oh, you have more?
I have more. I have three for each of you.
I got it.
All right, Ev, here's number two.
All right.
I'm ready?
I want to be friends with him. Fine. And quit using that word, Quan. That's my word.
Oh, I know.
I'll see you in L.A.
I got it.
Cuba Gooding Jr., what? Jerry Maguire.
No, not Cuba Gooding Jr.
Dude.
No, that's the actor's name.
I get that. I'm thinking out loud. That's not the way it works.
You said Cuba Gooding Jr.
I'm saying who he is. I haven't guessed that person.
Judges,
I got to think about
Judges, minus one.
We did give you a warning on the first round. You did it again. Because you said, John Lovitz.
Hold on a second. I'm not using that as an answer. I'm just saying I know it's Cuba Gooding Jr. I know it's from Jerry Maguire. He played for the Cardinals, Tidwell. Yeah. I don't remember his first name. Tidwell.
Do you need both names to get it right? You want to give him credit?
You need both.
Ron Tidwell.
Close.
It was one letter.
Sam Tidwell.
Rod Tidwell.
Rod Tidwell.
Yes. I think you get both points
on
that.
Okay. Your opponent's giving you both.
Well, you got Tidwell.
Good.
And you got
he
the
said
movie.
Ron.
So I think that's fair.
Do I get bonus for knowing he was on the Cardinals?
No. Nor do you get bonus for Jerry Maguire.
No. Well, that's
that was an easy one.
That's part of the deal
anyway.
There you go. All right, second one for Craig. You ready here?
Yes.
All right.
I want to bring the heater to announce my presence with authority.
To announce your what?
To announce my presence with authority. To announce your presence with authority. This guy's a first ball fastball hitter. He's looking for heat.
Oh, yeah? So what? He ain't seen my heat.
All right, me. Give him your heat.
Why is he always calling me me? I'm the guy driving a Porsche.
Who is he?
So damn easy. So easy.
Bang, 4-3.
Hold on.
I mean, come on.
I was going to ask him for Lelouch's full name.
Lelouch, Bull Durham, 2 points for me.
Yeah, but I was going to ask for the full name of Lelouch. You want
bonus?
Can you give me his full name?
No.
Lelouch's full name?
No, I cannot.
Oh, all right.
2 points for me.
You get
I'm winning
for that? All right.
4-3.
4-3.
Final round.
Last one for Evan.
Go.
Ready?
And I said, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know?
He doesn't
know.
And
he says, oh, there won't be any money.
He doesn't know it.
But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me.
Yeah, no, I don't even think I've seen it.
What you have not seen it.
No,
that's
I've got not even worth it.
The fact that you haven't seen it is a disgrace.
Well, I don't know the movie. Maybe I mean.
I'll give you another character's name for the movie because that's Carl Spechler.
Sounds like a really
Ty
old
Webb.
Movie. Sounds like an old movie.
Does Ty Webb?
It doesn't mean it's an old movie. I'm just why are you attacking
Judge,
me? I'm telling you what I think it sounds like.
Judge Smells.
No, I don't think I've seen it.
Lacey Underalls. No, Dr. Beeper.
Oh. Yeah, it's the golf Caddyshack.
There you
Rodney
go.
Dangerfield.
He was about to say the golf movie.
Well, no, that's how I remember. I got to tell you,
not Rodney Dangerfield.
I have seen.
Character.
No, I'm just saying he was in it. Right. I've seen Caddyshack. Never liked it. I know it's wildly popular. I saw it twice because the first time I watched, I was like, all right, maybe I was too young. Let me go see it again. I saw it again maybe 10 years ago. Didn't do it for me.
Oh boy.
And maybe it's the golf thing. Maybe I did like Adam Sandler's movie, you know?
I do like Happy Gilmore. What's the saying? Rest in peace to your mentions?
I don't care. You think I gave a crap about my... I'm just telling you I didn't like the movie. I'm supposed to pretend
doesn't
so I
be
get
a man
nice
of the people.
Mentions?
Doesn't want to be
you
a man of
You got me
people.
Pregnant.
Did you like it? You guys loved it?
Oh, it's a classic. Seen it 500 times. Never gets old for me.
Yeah. No, yeah. I
How about
respect
I
its popularity.
Tie you up with some of your ties, Ty. There's $70,000 checks all over the place. Take them.
Keep it. Yeah.
Keep them.
Here's an uncashed check.
What is Rodney Dangerfield's name, Big Mac?
I do not know.
Do you know?
See this on the spot. I'm Al Chervik.
Yes. Chervik Construction.
Let's go.
Yes. Wang, it's a parking lot. Don't tell me you're Jewish. Hey.
It's the worst hat I've ever seen. You get a free bowl of soup.
Ladybugs was better than Caddyshack.
Now you're further embarrassing yourself.
No, you don't like that I'm coming after you.
That you can't say that on the radio.
Inviting the dislike.
He Googled Rodney Dangerfield movies. Found what he saw.
No, I've seen Ladybugs. It's a great movie.
I know. It is a good movie.
By the way, you're 2-for-2 with the both points. You want to go for the perfect card, or are you going to leave it as... You've already clinched the win.
Oh, well, in that case, I win.
Don't want to put your money where your mouth
is? No, not anymore.
You had a chance for a perfect
couple years ago, maybe not now.
Wow.
I win, I take the W, go home. That's right. But for everyone else's sake, we can listen to the final clues.
Fair enough.
Sure thing.
Want to put Tommy on the spot?
Well, let's hear what they are first. Tommy's not going to know.
No clues. One more
clip. He's too busy to figure out where he's getting his next ecstasy hit
from. Here you go.
Hey, big guy. You a golfer?
Hats for bats.
Yeah? What's your handicap?
Keep bats warm. Glasses.
What? Wow, amigo, you can't. You're welcome.
How do you not give me that one? That's a layup for me.
On purpose, you clown. I'm trying to make it competitive.
Tommy knows. Good, Tommy.
Pedro Serrano, Major League.
Very good.
Wait, you're trying to make it competitive? He kicked my ass. How did that help?
Because you know all the baseball movies. So I flipped it. Oh, the other thanks. Way.
I think you did a great job, Sue.
Yeah, of course you did.
The game went.
It's not my fault you've never seen or underappreciated Caddyshack.
I've seen Caddyshack twice. I didn't think it was any good.
I just caddyshacked.
And that Caddyshack, too. That's a mess, by the way.
Yeah, well, I didn't say anything about Caddyshack.
Is that okay to say,
sure.
Cee-Lo?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Caddyshack, too, stinks.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, good.
No one's going to argue that.
Ever seen
Nobody watched Caddyshack 2.
Did you ever see the Bingo Traveling All-Stars movie from the late 70s?
Bingo?
With Richard Pryor.
Probably, but not enough to remember
it. That's a movie. Because the reason I bring it up is I was thinking about the Mount Rushmore of fictional characters.
Yeah.
And that was popping in my brain, but I couldn't put them up there. But that was a hell of a... I haven't seen that movie in like 10 years.
The Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor King.
Yeah.
Sure. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a... It's about them barnstorming.
Won an Oscar, didn't it? Pretty sure.
Look at the cast. See, though, who's in that movie? Tell them.
Richard Pryor.
Let's see here.
Let me guess. Racist Jackie Gleason. Just a shot in the dark. Or the guy that played God dang it. The guy that played Boss Hogg in the Dukes of Hazzard. Let me guess.
No, Richard I think Pryor, James Earl like Jones
James
is
Earl
in
Jones,
it.
Billy D. Williams.
Hey, Billy D.
Billy D.
Was he Jackie Robinson?
He was Bingo Long.
Okay, it was
Bingo Long
thing.
Was the star.
The pitcher.
You've never seen that movie? Go see that movie.
I probably have seen it and don't want to see it again.
Why?
It's like, I'll give you a movie. You want an old school sports movie
that
doesn't make the
I'm
list?
Into it.
Fast Break with Bernard King, Mavis Washington, and Gabe Kaplan.
Gabe Kaplan?
Yes.
Welcome back,
Gabe Kaplan.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Gabe Kaplan.
Bernard King.
Wow.
A young Bernard King.
Interesting.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Well, you like the movie. It's a basketball movie.
No, I'm
And Mavis Washington, as a woman, plays the role of a boy, and they have to tape down her boobs so that she's not exposed as a woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they eat a bunch of marijuana in a car when they think they're getting pulled over. That's what I remember from the movie.
Tell me more about the movie so I don't
he's
have
like
to watch
it. He's almost like an inner city high school basketball coach, and he goes down to coach at a private school and brings some of his kids with him. So that's all. That's all. Bernard King, though.
I think Richard Pryor pretends he's Cuban in the Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars movie. That's one of the things I remember from it. He pretends he's a Cuban baseball player.
Like I say, whatever floats your boat.
It's a classic movie, dude. Richard Pryor's one of the funniest guys
in
history.
Let's not say it's a classic.
I mean, Richard Pryor's in it.
Great. He's a classic, yes.
Okay.
He's a Mount Rushmore comedian, yes. But that doesn't mean the movies he did, which most of them sucked.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yes, including The Toy. Sucked.
Wow.
Yeah, the toy was terrible.
Terrible.
You're not putting
it's
this
one of the most
Brewster's
racist
Millions,
movies that's ever been made, by the way.
I am not putting it above Brewster's Millions is one of my favorites.
So it's already the second best Richard Pryor baseball related movie.
So?
So to call it a classic is a bit
I think
much.
It was a classic. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but again, if you're not putting it above Brewster's Millions, then why are we calling it a classic?
I think that's totally fair.
Thank you.
Fair. That's fair.
Fair point.
Take well, you can't have multiple, like Adam Sandler doesn't have more than one classic?
We never said that.
Yeah, but again,
then what am I? Then what
because
are
in
you
this
saying?
Case, you're the only one in the two studios who's ever even heard of this film you're discussing.
I thought Craig said he saw it.
I've seen it, okay. But I have no recollection of what
I remember
it's about.
Seeing parts I've of seen it, too. The title meant absolutely nothing.
Gotcha.
But I do, now that you give up the plot a little bit, I remember seeing
it. And listen, most Richard Pryor movies suck.
See, I disagree with that.
Well, when he was with Gene Wilder.
Yeah, they were great.
Okay. One or two. That's about it. No Gene Wilder. Bad movies.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree.
They were a great duo.
Now, they were a great duo, but I liked a lot of his movies. I guess.
Okay, you should enjoy that.
Thank you. I appreciate
Instead
it.
Instead of playing beer pong since you ran out of ping pong balls, why don't you watch old Richard Pryor movies this weekend?
I had to order beer pong. I had to order ping pong balls because I don't even know if I have any.
Yeah. Lucky, you can't stop at a convenience store on the way home?
Yeah, I guess I could.
Yeah, so you went to Amazon? That's the problem with your generation.
What? To order
lazy.
Something online?
Lazy.
Lazy. Where am I going?
Go right to Dick's.
Is Dick's going to be open after the show
They're
tonight?
Open at 8 o'clock for sure.
Oh, is
yeah,
it?
Definitely.
I would
say 9 at the earliest for closure. Yeah.
Go to Dick's.
Well, COVID times,
get some spatchcock chicken and play with your balls all night.
I'd rather spend more time with my home and family and have it delivered to me than stopping at Dick's and stopping here.
Oh, boy.
I want the, what's it called again?
Spatchcock chicken
delivered and the ping pong balls delivered.
You don't want spatchcock chicken delivered. You got to eat it right away. Yeah. It's better right off the grill.
Immediately?
Yeah. Go to your local D'Agostino's, whatever market you shop at, mm-hmm. buy a couple whole chickens, have your father-in-law spatchcock it, throw it on the queue, and you're done.
The queue.
That's it. Dinner. Done.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.